Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching titled, How to Follow God's Will, was recorded at our 2010 Atlanta Gospel Truth Seminar. And now, here's Andrew.
I think we've had a great inroad, an opportunity here, and I'm excited about this. And I came here because I wanted to be here. I don't do things that I don't want to do. Some of you are just appalled at that because you aren't seeking God and you got a lot of wants that you know aren't right. Amen. But I'm saying you can get into a place to where you're putting God first, and you know what? You just do what you want to do because you trust that God is putting His desires in your heart. Now again, that's not for every person in this room, but for those of you who would put God first and delight yourself in the Lord, God will literally start changing the desires of your heart, and you can bank on it. You can trust it. And it'll never lead you wrong. I've given you maybe 4 or 5 examples. I could give you 100 examples at least. No exaggeration. I mean dozens and dozens of times that this has worked in my life. I've proven it. I would recommend it. And let me just say that if you have a desire, if you know that God is first, and if you have a desire and yet you aren't following the desires of your heart, you're disobeying God. That's the way that God leads you. It's not all an audible voice. God's not going to appear in a visible form to everyone. God says it in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, without faith it's impossible to please Him. God reveals Himself to you in subtle ways. And one of the subtle ways is just when you're seeking Him, He just starts changing the desires of your heart. Jesus could have come on a 747 jet and landed in Jerusalem. But He came in a meek and lowly way, revealed Himself to humble people so that even His parents, did you know Joseph had to take it by faith that Mary was conceived a virgin birth instead of having a relationship with somebody else? God could have done it in some extraordinary, supernatural, spiritual way, and yet He delights in doing things in a subtle way. When Jesus rose from the dead, there were hundreds of thousands of people that saw Him crucified. All He would have had to have done is just hover over Jerusalem and let everybody see Him. And yet He never appeared to a single person that wasn't already a believer. He could have forced people into believing, but that's not what He wants. He wanted people to believe. And there was enough evidence that if a person wanted to believe, they could believe. But He didn't force anybody. And most of us are praying, God, just show me what You want me to do. He has been through the desires of your heart. He's put desires in your heart that if you would just be bold enough to step out and do it, man, your life would take on meaning. It would be exciting. It would count. You would change other people. It would be well worth it. But you know what? You got to get out of the boat. You got to take a step and get out on the water. And people say, I'm afraid I'll sink. I got to stay in the boat. Did you know that in Matthew chapter 14, the boat was full of water. They were sinking. There was very little difference between being in the boat and out of the boat. At least out of the boat, you were following God. You were taking a chance. But if you stayed in the boat, they were all going to drown. We're so afraid of getting out of the boat, we want to be like everybody else and get up and go to work and come home and watch television and go to bed and get up and go to work and be in the same rut that everybody else is in. We're so afraid of being different, and yet you're miserable. I'm just encouraging you to get out of the boat. What have you got to lose? Well, I could lose my pension. Shoot. Who cares? Who cares? I've had people come and say, man, I know God is telling me to come to the Bible college, but I've only got 2 more years before my full retirement kicks in. I said, well, God didn't know that. He must have told he told you at the wrong time. He should have waited 2 years. But, oh, logic would tell me, I've got to finish out my time so I can get my... You know what? If God puts something in your heart, do it. Do it now. Now, there may need to be some wisdom. I'm saying God can lead you, and sometime there's a timing. But basically, Just don't sit still. Make sure you're moving in that direction. You know, one of the things we tell our students all the time, when people talk about coming to the Bible college and they say, I believe God is wanting me to do it, but I've got to sell my house. I've got to do this, 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 and this. I said, do something. Do something. Take a step. And they said, well, what can I do? And I said, well, put a $100 registration down and take a step and see what will happen. You know, if you get a boat moving, even if it's barely moving, the rudder can change the direction. But if you are sitting still, you could flip the rudder 360 degrees and you'll never get any direction out of it until you start taking a step. And I tell people, do something. And even if you make a mistake, then you'll know that it was wrong, because you'll say, oh, this wasn't it. But at least you're moving. You got to move. You got to do something. Take a step, move in some direction, and if you aren't totally sure, then don't go full steam ahead. Just move slowly, but start doing something. Move. Make a decision. It's like those lepers that were at the gate of Samaria. I forget, 2 Kings something, and they said, how long are we going to sit here? Till we die? They said, there's a famine in the city. If we go into the city, we're going to die. They were eating cow's dung and eating their own children. Everybody was dying in the city. They said, if we sit here, we're going to die. Let's go out and reveal ourselves to the Syrians. The most they could do is kill us. Says, we're going to die anyway. If we stay here, we're going to die. If we go into the city, we're going to die. Let's go out to the Syrians. And they took a step and went out, put their life in jeopardy. But what good was it anyway? They were going to die. And they just took a step. And you know, when they did, all of a sudden, they found out that the Lord had already defeated the Syrians. All of their tents were empty. Their food was still on the fire cooking. They had gold. They had silver. They had raiment. They became wealthy overnight. And they became the ones that brought the good news and brought deliverance to the entire city of Samaria. And they became heroes because somebody finally said, how long am I going to sit here till I die? There's some of you that know you need to do something different, and yet you're afraid to do it. It's a definition of insanity to do the same thing and pray for different results. You got to do something. Do something. Even if it's wrong. God could bless doing the wrong thing because you are trying to move in faith more than He could bless doing nothing because you're operating in fear, which is unbelief. It's better to take a step of faith and fail than it is to do nothing and succeed. Man, I just feel like the Holy Spirit's trying to stir you up. If I don't stir you up, you're going to settle to the bottom. You need to be stirred up. God wants you to do something bigger than what you're doing. He wants you to reach your full potential. Man, I'm praying that when my life is over, I'm going to look back and say, Father, thank you. I've run the race. I've finished the course. I gave it everything I've got. I don't want to reach the end of my life and say, you know what? I wished I'd have done what was really in my heart. Boy, to the best of my ability, I'm doing what's in my heart. And I want to encourage you to do the same thing. God loves you. God wants you to prosper. And there's some of you trying to get satisfaction and contentment and peace. And you pray and you study the Word and you go to church and you're living a holy life and you just can't understand why you aren't satisfied. It's because you aren't doing what God called you to do. There is a satisfaction that comes with being in the center of God's will that you will never experience being out of God's will. I don't care if you love God and if you're living holy and a blessing to other people. You just need to be where God wants you to be to get that full benefit of satisfaction and contentment. There is a holy dissatisfaction in many of you, and you've been trying to get rid of it and rebuking the devil, and it's God that's stirring you up and trying to let you know that there's something more. Amen or oh me. Amen. You know, I want to ask tonight, just like I've done in the past, if you've been stirred up and if you can't say that you know for sure that you're doing what God called you to do, I want to have you respond and let me pray for you. And again, let me just say that this doesn't mean that you feel like you're doing everything perfectly. You know what? I've got some big things out in front of me that I've got. It's going to take a lot. And I haven't reached all of the potential that God has shown me and led me to do. But I can guarantee you I'm heading in that direction. I am taking steps. I'm going that way. I hadn't arrived, but I've left. And so there's some of you that maybe you do have a dissatisfaction and you know you haven't done everything, but you're doing everything you know. And it does take a period of time to see God's will come to pass. So I'm not trying to get you off course. If you've already headed in that direction and you have a goal and you're heading in that direction, I don't want you to respond. But I do want people who say that, you know what, I don't know for sure what God's will is. Maybe you could even say that I am dissatisfied and I am not fulfilled and I know it's because I've got dreams in my heart that I've let go. And man, I need to change. If you're willing to change, if you're willing to say, you know what, I'm going to make a decision. And the first step here, I'm just asking you that if this is you, I want you to stand, identify yourself and say, God, I'm repenting of this and I'm going to make a commitment to move in the direction to find out what this is and to not be the way I am right now next year. If you are willing to identify yourself and say, man, I don't know for sure what God's will is, or maybe I've got these dreams and I haven't been following it, I want to stand and repent of this and I'm going to get on track. I want you to stand right where you are and I want to pray for you and believe God to start revealing to you His will and allow you to follow it. Praise God.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach through his brand new series titled, How to Follow God's Will. This 5-part series was recorded at our 2010 Atlanta Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series R1067C for CD or R3211D for DVD when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The first CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RU12C titled Following the Desires of Your Heart when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to invite you to call our helpline. The number is 719-635-1111. And not only can you order product that we have offered over radio and over television through this helpline, but there are people there that can minister to you. And we have some really mature Christians. I get compliments on the people that answer our phones constantly. And they are not here just to take an order. They are there to be a blessing to you. So once again, that number is 719-635-1111. We operate from 4 a.m. until 10 o'clock p.m. every weekday. And you can not only get the materials, but you can also receive prayer, and we want to help you any way we can.